This is a CBC podcast.
Gotta know who's jamming in Studio Q? Want to download a rockin' new Radio 3 podcast? Care to dissect the daily news on a blog by George Strombolopoulos? Find out how online at cbc.ca/entertainment.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast version of the Vinyl Cafe. I'm Vinyl Cafe producer Jess Milton. We publish a new podcast every weekend, and you can download the latest or subscribe to the Vinyl Cafe podcast at cbc.ca/podcasting. This week on the show, it's Eggs Blackstone.
I was born in the sunset days of the first golden era of radio. That means when I was a boy, I got to listen to some of the great old radio dramas. Used to climb up on the kitchen counter and sit there after dinner and listen to shows like The Shadow and Sergeant Preston of the Yukon.
On, King. On, you Huskies.
Well, you don't hear shows like Sergeant Preston these days. And I was thinking, that's a pity. And I was thinking that someone should do something about that. And because there are so many young people coming to the Vinyl Cafe shows these days, I thought maybe that someone should be me. So I gathered up the Vinyl Cafe team, and together we've written a radio drama. Radio drama in the old style. Because we're here in Smithers, British Columbia, home of Joseph Coyle, the man who invented the egg carton. Ladies and gentlemen, the Vinyl Cafe is proud to present episode one in the life and times of that famous Canadian cowboy, Eggs Blackstone. Starring Dennis Pendrith as Eggs Blackstone.
I am the Eggman.
Murray McLaughlin as Kid Canada.
Hide your woman.
John Sheard as himself.
Wardrobe, makeup.
Introducing Vinyl Cafe producer Jess Milton as Marilyn Midwinter.
Howdy, cowboy.
And featuring Ted Decker on sound effects. You ready, Ted? Oh, and Ted is reminding me that that you folks, he's got... cue cards written up for you guys. There's parts for you to do as well, and Ted will hold up the cue cards at places during the evening, and you'll do your parts. For instance, he'll hold up this sign, and you'll say,
"Not me."
No, that's you'll do it better than that. You'll do it as if you believed in the line. He'll hold up the sign, and you'll say,
"Not me."
That's the way we'll do it. Well, and let's go. It's 1952. Radio station CCOW in Smithers, B.C. is a jumpy labyrinth of corridors, closing doors, and blinking red lights.
You're listening to C-Cow Radio.
CCOW.
In Studio B, Colonel Perry's Gospel Hour is almost over.
We shall meet in the sweet by and by.
In Studio A, a frantic sound effects man is creating a shootout for the Eggs Blackstone show. As soon as the gospel hour is wrapped up, the gospel choir, with feature singer Marilyn Midwinter...
Me.
...has to run down the hallway to Studio B, where she's expected to sing the opening theme of the Eggs Blackstone show. Eggs Blackstone, the man with a hat...
Yep.
...is waiting with his trusty bull fiddle, Ham. Eggs don't go nowhere without Ham. Standing at a microphone in front of Eggs, his script in hand, is his loyal sidekick, Kid Canada.
Hide your dogs, too!
Hey there, cowboys and cowgirls. You know what time it is? Time to get cracking. It's time to wake up and smell the coffee. Exactly. It's the Eggs Blackstone Show, starring that hard-boiled hombre himself, Eggs Blackstone.
Oh, there once was a man who roamed the West. Eggs Blackstone was his name.
Eggs.
Huh?
Eggs.
What?
Ice water in his veins. Eggs. Blackstone.
That's me.
King of the wild Canadian plains.
Y'all remember last week's episode, don't you? Where Eggs jumps out of the frying pan only to land right back in the fire? Well, this week, Eggs goes after some poachers.
It's the seventh fantastic year that Eggs Blackstone's been on the radio, and ratings have never been higher. You might say Eggs is in his salad days. He's pretty much free range over the radio. As the show begins, Egg's trusty companion, Kid Canada, rides up to the campfire just before dinner time to find that his dog, Farley, has swum across the lake. Farley was trying to escape a rattlesnake, which has spooked the horses. Kid knows he has to kill the rattler, so he pulls out his knife. But the knife isn't sharp enough, so he puts it away and he grabs the pot of boiling coffee off the fire, which he throws at the snake and scares it away. The adventure is over, but the show isn't. Eggs has a surprise announcement for his audience.
Howdy, cowboys and cowgirls. Now, I don't want you to get all scrambled up, but I have some big news for you. This is going to be our last radio show. Eggs Blackstone is moving to television next week.
It's obvious from Kid Canada's expression that this is the first he's heard that Eggs is going to TV. After the show, Eggs comes into Kid Canada's dressing room and tells the kid in a sensitive way that there's no room for him on the TV show.
Kid, you're fired. You're done like breakfast. You're burnt toast.
But Eggs, we've been together for 22 years.
I can't take you to television, kid. You're uglier than a possum's backside. You look like death sucking on a soda cracker. When you fell out of the ugly tree, you hit every branch on the way down. Why, if my dog had a face like
would
yours...
Would you stick to the script?
That's rotten, Eggs.
Look on the sunny side, kid. There's no future in radio. The days of radio are over. Over easy. Anyone who stays in radio is just wearing a 10-gallon hat on a 2-gallon head.
Hey, Marilyn, I need to talk to you.
Sure, kid. What's on your mind?
I've been fired. Eggs says I'm too ugly for TV.
Oh, kid, that's not true. You're better looking than Eggs any day of the week. He ain't a real man. He eats quiche.
Well, anyway, I was wondering if maybe you and I shouldn't start our own radio show.
Oh, gee, kid, didn't you hear? I'm moving to TV with Eggs.
Well, that brings us to the conclusion of the first half of today's program. We're going to have a brief intermission now, but don't head for the exits, because in just a moment, we're going to hear how Eggs says to bring home the bacon, or he's toast.
Boys and girls, woof woof, you too, Farley. If you're not a member of the Eggs Blackstone Dirty Dozen, now's the time to join the club. Listen to what members get. You join and Eggs will send you a signed picture of Elwood the Three-Armed Gunslinger, a 3D model of Farley the Wonder Dog, and an official membership card for your wallet so you can show everyone at school that you're a full-fledged posse member. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking all it must cost a fortune. Well, I'll tell you what, it doesn't even cost $20. In fact, it doesn't cost $12.99, not even $9.99. Why, for two easy payments of $3.99, we'll send you everything. Isn't that amazing? But wait, there's more. Send your letter in this week and Eggs himself will write you a personal letter. Come on, kids, get cracking. Some restrictions apply. This offer valid to radio listeners only. Smithers, BC residents exempt.
Places, people, places. Intermission's over.
Well, 6 months have passed, and everyone in the country is watching the Eggs Blackstone TV show. Well, not Kid Canada either. All his life, the only thing the kid wanted was to be a singing cowboy. So the kid has hit the road. And tonight, the kid is singing in another depressing downtown bar.
Check. Check, one, two.
Well, no one's listening at all.
I'm back in the saddle again.
The kid thinks they're cheering him, but they aren't. They're applauding the television mounted on the wall over his head. They're applauding the start of the Eggs Blackstone TV show.
Welcome, viewers, from Edmonton to Yokohama. It's time for Canada's favorite TV cowboy. Tonight, Eggs comes out of his shell, moves to Amsterdam, and enjoys his Holland days.
Kid didn't watch for long. He left the bar and ended up in an all-night poker game. And of all things, he won himself a three-legged Shetland pony. The next day, the kid and the pony left town again. Pretty soon, they were working together, mostly at children's birthday parties, doing rope tricks and giving pony rides. 25% off. They live in a series of flea bag hotels. The kid keeps the pony tied to the end of his bed. The pony eats hay and occasionally falls over.
Mr. Kid!
It was the hotel manager.
Mr. Kid, we've been getting complaints. People say you got a hoss in there.
My name is not Mr. Kid. It's Mr. Canada. Kid Canada! I don't got no horse in here. excuse me.
Sounds like a hoss to me. Now, you and that glue pot, get!
The kid and the pony hit the road. Moving from town to town. Moving from town to town and pick... You finished? Whose side are you on? Mostly they sleep out under the stars. Occasionally, however, they find the odd motel that allows horses. One night, by accident, the kid finds himself at the stage door of the Eggs Blackstone Theater. He hangs around, hoping to catch a glimpse of Marilyn. What he hadn't planned on was Marilyn catching a glimpse of him.
Hey, kid, where'd you come from?
Hey, Marilyn.
It's funny. I was just thinking of you, kid. I just got fired, too. Eggs says I'm too old for television.
Oh, hey, you know Eggs is all yellow inside. At the first sign of trouble, he runs.
He's a devil, Eggs. Not all he's cracked up to be. Anyhow, kid, it got me thinking. Remember your idea of us doing a radio show together? Do you still want to try that?
Well, Marilyn, you're never too old.
Or too ugly.
For radio.
What are you guys looking at? The story did have a happy ending. Kid Canada and Marilyn rode off into the sunset on that three-legged pony. 9 months later, there was a big surprise. The kid had a hit song.
That was Stuart McLean, and that's from the Vinyl Cafe. You can listen to the Vinyl Cafe on CBC Radio 1, CBC Radio 2, on Sirius 137, and on select public radio stations in the USA. To find out how you can listen to the show, or to learn more about the Vinyl Cafe, you can go to the website cbc.ca/vinylcafe. The website has all the latest information, including a complete list of tour dates. We also put out a new podcast every week. You can download the latest or subscribe to the Vinyl Cafe podcast and dozens of other great podcasts at cbc.ca/podcasting.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.